Yevamos Perek Gimel Mishnehei Shloisha Achim. Three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. We had already in the Mishnah before, was introduced Shloisha Achim. The Mishnah now is going to introduce each type of case with a Hagdomo. Shloisha Achim, three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnayim Behem, Reuven and Shimon, Nisuyim Shtei Achoyos, are married to Rachel and Leah. Ve'echod Mufne. The third one is married, I'm sorry, the third one is Mufne, he's not married at all. Meis Echod mi Balei Achoyos. One of the Balei Achoyos died. Now, if you stop right there, what should be the halacha? Reuven's wife, Reuven died. Reuven's wife is Achoyos Ishtoi to Shimon. So, any Elib, Mederaisa. Shimon's still alive. She's Nefelis to Levi. Klape Levi, who's a Mufne, she's a Elib. The fact that she's a sister of his sister-in-law, that means he has two sisters-in-law, Mitzad, Eshes, Ach, that are also sisters-in-law, that are sisters. So right now, his sister-in-law, Eshes Shimon, is not an issue because she's married to Shimon. The fact that she's a sister with the other one is not a problem because only Reuven's wife died. There's no Achoyes Bezika. So the Mufne does Maimer. So now Midrabonon, she's married to, Eshes Reuven is married to Levi. V'achakach meisoch v'asheni. Here you have a real serious problem. Let's say v'osa b'mufner yibum. So what would be the halacha? When Shimon dies, Shimon's wife to him is achayis ishtoi. So that's not a problem. There's no zikas yab, no yibum, no chalitza, she goes free. The problem is he only did maimer. So what does that mean? That means on a deraisa level, Levi has absolutely no relationship except for Eshes Ach with Eshes Reuven. With Eshes Shimon is a non-discussion. So when he does Maimer to Eshes Reuven, on a Deraisa level, he still has no relationship with Eshes Reuven. Now when Shimon dies, so what happens? Be'etzim, both of them are skukim loy. Each one is Achois Kukoso. He can't be me either one of them. The problem is, he's stuck. He already made Maimer and Eshes Reuven. But what's he supposed to do? He can't be Miyabim her, because now she turned into, post-Maimer, she turned into Achoyes Kukosoy. She was Roy Libum, but now she's no longer. She's Achoyes Kukosoy. If he's going to marry, he's not allowed to, if he's going to marry Eshes Shimon, that's Mafkia turns Eshes Reuven into Achoyes Ishtoy. So he's really stuck. Beshamai Oimrim, Ishtoy Imoy, Beshamai sees Maimer as stronger. The Pashtun says this means that he holds that Maimer works midaraisa. Oy bazoi, we see the Yevoma that fell to him first, Eshes Reuven, that he did Maimer, he's married her. Oy bazoi, when Shimon dies, Shimon's wife is Achoyes Ishtoi. Ishtoi Imoy, Eshes Reuven, that he did Maimer to, now he's married her. Valo teitzi mishum Achoyes Ishtoi. Now, what exactly Maimer is according to Beshamai, if Maimer is deraisa, is a very good question. Does that mean that Beshamai holds his Mekayim and Mitzvahs Yibum? The Torah says, Yivomi Yovi Oleo. That means that the Bia makes her his wife and not Maimer. So it's possible that he holds a Kedushin Tafsibo. He's married to her, but it's not a Kim of Mitzvahs Yibum. Med Lamoshul. Let's say he would want to get rid of her. Would he only be able to give her a get? Quite possibly not. There's a Zika because there's a Mitzvah Yibum that hasn't been fulfilled. He still has to be Chalitzer as well. He would have to give her a get with Chalitzer. That will have Mitzvah Hashem in the fifth parak. Those type of combinations. Another discussion to have is, if Maimer is on a Deraisa level, or we could even say, if they were Misakin Maimer, like we pointed out in the second parak, Beisil is going to hold that Maimer is on the Darbonon. Did they make Maimer like a Yibum? The Gemara wants to know, could a man make Maimer Bal Korcho? Yibum, if Yivama Yovel Oleh, is Chal even Bal Korcho. Marriage, of course, can only be Chal Midaito. The Shaila is Maimer really a Ishus in the context of Yibum? Or Lamaisa, it's a Maisa of Nesinas Kesef, or Shtar, and therefore it creates only as much as a Maisa Kedushin could be. That's the Gemara's Chakira. But we have over here Shittas Beshamai, that Ishto Imoy, Maimer creates an Ishto Imoy, and the other one is Achoyes Ishtoi. Beis Hillel, no. It's not mamish ishtoy. If it's not mamish ishtoy, so now we have two women, both neither which are really married to him. Both of them are zkukin loy. Each one is achoy zkukosoy. Moitzi is ishtoy beget v'chalitza. V'esh is ochem v'chalitza. It's like we just explained. On a deraisa level, both of them are not more than achoy zkukosoy. He can't marry either one. So maybe he should do chalitza. Then he won't be able to marry the other one. You can't marry a chalitza afterwards. Kivin shalayibim shuv lo yivne, the Gemara brings a drasha. A chalutza is asura midday raisa. It's no iser erva. A woman who was a medes leaving a chalitza, if he wasn't boleh and he was chalitz, the zika allowed him, there's no iser eshazak. That eshazak doesn't crop back up after the marriage. Kivin shalayibana shuv lo yivne, but it's an iser asay lechayra. He can't marry the one that he was chalitz. He also can't marry her sister. It's a chalitz also, midirabonon. To just do chalitza on the one that he did maimer is not enough. Maimer midirabonon creates an issue. Savad midiraisa is only kind of her bebia, like we said. Maimer is only dirabonon. But on a dirabonon level, she needs a get. But klapi the zika deraisa, she needs chalitza. So memeli has to be moitzies ishtoi beget bechalitza, veishes ochiv bechalitza. And Eishes Ochiv, who he didn't do Maimer, but the Zika was Chal, because Achos Kukosoy is not Mafkir the Zika. We don't hold the Reb Shimon in the previous Mishnah, Mishnah Dalit, that Achos Kukosoy is Shtei Achoy is Bezika, it's Mafkir the Zika. So we hold there is Zika there. There's a Zika there, and he can't get rid of her and marry the other one. So he's stuck both ways. Ve'eishes Ochiv b'chalitza. Zui she'omru, oi loy al Ishtev, oi loy al Eishes Ochiv. Yeah, but he's stuck. Both of them. He made a maimer in a woman. Now he's not going to be able to marry her. And the other one, who could have been taken in a Yibam relationship, also it's not going to work. Now we have the next Mishnah. Mishnah Vov. Shloisha achin, shnayim mehem nisuin shtei achoyos. Here we don't have that the third one is a mufna. The third one was also married. Ve'echod nosui nochris. He's married to a woman who has no familiar relationship with these other two. Reuven and Shimon married to Rachel and Leah, and Levi is married to Chana. No familiar relationship, not sisters, no Rachel and Leah. Reuven died. Rachel, his wife, is now Zekuka to Shimon, his brother, who's not going to be able to miyav her because it's Achoy's Ishtoi. So there's no Zika at all. But she is Zekuka to Levi. Vikonas nosu nochris is Ishtoi. Levi was Miyabim Eishes Reuven. So now he has two wives. Vameis, then Levi died. So now what? Eishes Levi, Chana, a fremder, falls together with Eishes Reuven, who happens to be the sister of Eishes Shimon. Right? Reuven and Shimon were married to sisters. So Rishani Yaitzim Shumachos Isha. That's Pasha that he can't be Miyabim her. But now in the Nefila Shnia, Nefila Shnia is when Levi died. Nefila Rishayna is when Reuven died and Eishes Reuven became Skuka to Levi. Levi now died, but Nefila Shnia, the Chana, who's unrelated, is a Tzoras Ervas Achos Ishu, Shnim Shum Tzoroso. Here's going to be the complication. Also, Bamaima Vomes. Let's say he never married her. He made Maima. So the same thing. On a Deraisa level, L'chayro Eishes Levi would fall to Shimon. Why? Because on a deraisa level, Levi never married Eishes Reuven. So what's falling from Levi, who now died, to Shimon, there's no achos isha. Levi was never kindness her. But on a derabbanan level, Levi's married. So on a derabbanan level, not only do we see them as married, we also see her as falling to Shimon. We see a virtual nefila based on the maim on a derabbanan level. So on a derabbanan level, Eishes Levi Chana is nefeles to Shimon, but also Eishes Reuven who's achoyis ishtoi. So on a derabbanan level, Chana is tzoras achoyis ishtoi. So memela nochris Chana choletzes v'lemis yavemis. It's only virtual. It's only derabbanan memela choletzes v'lemis yavemis. Shloisha Achim, here's another case. Shnaimem nisun shtei achoyos. Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Vechad nosu nochris. And Levi is married to Chana. Meisa nosu nochris. First Levi died. Vekonas echem mibale achoyos is ishtoi. Vomeis. Let's say Shimon was miyabim Chana. And now Shimon died. So now, Eishes Shimon can't fall to Eishes Ruven. I'm sorry, can't fall to Ruven because Achayis Ishtoi. Harishani Yaitzim Shum Achayis Isho. Ushnia Mishum Tzaras. So Chana is now Tzaras Erva together with Eishes Shimon with Leah to Ruven. However, here's the same din. Also, by Maimar, let's say Shimon only made Maimar to Levi, to Eishes Levi. So Mamela Beetzem, Eishes Shimon is Neifeles. To Reuven, of course, that's not going to work because that's Achos Ishtoi. But L'choira, Eishes Levi, Chana, was in a Maimar relationship with Shimon. So on a Durabonan level, she's now Neifeles to Reuven. So she needs Chalitza. Why not be miyabim her? Why can he marry her? Why can't Reuven be married to Rachel and Chana? They're not related. The text is very pashut. Since on a derabbanan level, Chana and Leah, Eishes Shimon, were tzorois, so they fell within his tzorois. So on a derabbanan level, that precludes yibum. So they're left with the option of cheletzes on a deraisa level. It's because on a virtual midrabbanan level, she's achois tzoras. She's tzoras achois ishtoi.